From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. 17-year-old Tiara Helm was at a rap concert in Rainbow City, Alabama, when she had a seizure. She collapsed and convulsed on the floor. When Tiara came to, she found multiple police officers pinning her to the ground. She struggled and begged to be let go. Officers said she was being combative and tased her. She was never charged with anything. There was no internal investigation. Officers were not disciplined. So she filed a civil lawsuit. Her case offers an example of how difficult it can be to hold police accountable for their actions. It's the subject of a news story from the Marshall Project, a news organization covering the U.S. justice system. I spoke with Wendy Ruderman, who co-reported the piece.
What I came to learn through this reporting is that every year thousands of people file civil lawsuits in federal court against police officers. And of those, only 5% ever make it to trial, a very, very, very small amount. And one of the main reasons why is something called qualified immunity, which makes it very difficult for you to sue a police officer if they did something in the course of their job. They're kind of protected from lawsuits that way, unless the case is extremely egregious. So this was one of those rare cases that made it all the way to trial, but it took 7 years to get there.
It went to trial this fall. How did the arguments line up when it actually went to trial?
The facts of the case were sort of undisputed. Her side argued if they had just let her up, if she wasn't charged with anything, it wasn't a crime to have a seizure, why did they feel they needed to pin her down? Of course, that was going to provoke her or elicit a reaction. That was their side of it. The lawyers for the officers argued, look, she was combative. She was trying to bite us. She was trying to kick us. But in a way, they were sort of unapologetic about it. The officer who tased her said that he just didn't like her attitude. She wasn't behaving. She wasn't complying. He said that if his own son had acted like that, he would have had every officer in the room have a go at him with a taser. I think it really all came down to the juror and jury selection in this case.
Well, tell me more about the jurors, because I'll skip to the end and say that Tiara Helms did not win this case. What did you find out from jurors about the discussion they had?
Fortunately, I was lucky that the jury foreperson agreed to speak with me. She basically said that it was her fighting against everybody else in the room. What she described to me was that they did not want to hold officers accountable. They didn't want them to lose any money or have any damages brought against them. Her mom died of seizures. So she felt very passionate about this, and she felt very sure that she was right. But by the second day of jury deliberations, they were becoming increasingly angry with her, and they really wanted to go home. And ultimately, she gave up. She felt under enormous pressure. She felt very much alone, and she was just all by herself.
How does Tiara look at these 7 years that she's been through?
I was very surprised by her reaction and her grace, I think, especially because as she got older and waited these 7 years from age 17 to 24, she went through a lot of self-esteem issues, feeling worthless, distrusting authority, wondering why this happened to her. She ended up quitting school because everybody was making fun of her. She started doing drugs as well. She basically said, no matter what the jury said, I've decided already that I'm just not going to be a victim of this night anymore, and that it's in my control to try to let it go and move on. And she said, honestly, what I really wanted was an apology, and I would have been happy if they had turned to me and said, we're really sorry for what we did to you. And I think that was what bothered her the most, that they didn't say sorry.
We've seen a lot of attention in recent years to police conduct, but does this case tell us something new, something different?
I think in this case, it came down to power. She came from, at the time, her family didn't have a lot of money. The mom explained to me that she felt the police department just viewed them as quote unquote white trash. It was this power dynamic economically. But the other thing about this was during the jury selection, the defense attorney for the officer said, is there anybody in this room who believes that officers sometimes use too much force? Which was a very smart question, because he's smoking out people who are thinking, yes, police officers are mostly good, but they can step over the line and abuse their power. But there were jurors who said, yes, I totally think that. I think they do sometimes. And of course, those jurors were struck from the jury. I think in this country, no matter what, whether you're black or white, it is extremely difficult to hold officers accountable in the federal courtroom.
Wendy Ruderman is a reporter with the Marshall Project, a news organization covering the U.S. criminal justice system. You can read the full piece about Tiara Helm at our website, wbhm.org. Wendy Ruderman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.